monuments, man.
Time to put a team together and do our best to protect buildings, bridges, and art before the Nazis destroy everything.
How many men?
The movie trailer for The Monuments Men features actors George Clooney and Matt Damon in a powerful portrayal of a small group of men boldly moving through enemy territory, retrieving artwork taken by the Nazis.
To steal it back in a way, but you know their intent, of course, was to return it to its original owners and keep it for themselves, which, of course, the Nazis had intended.
Jonathan Thornton is professor of Buffalo State's Art Conservation Program. The story was first told in a book describing the history of modern art conservation in Europe. One of the men tied to the story was Sheldon Keck.
Sheldon Keck was one of the first wave, very small group of monuments men that were in Europe working on this problem of looted art before the war was over. Before hostilities had ceased.
Keck first founded an art conservation program in Cooperstown, but later moved it to Buffalo State. Thornton noted that Keck's colleague was killed while the two worked together to preserve art. But Keck survived the attack. He was rescued by the infantry.
They were all trained at Harvard, and they were all recruited into this effort to save works of art. Art conservation as a modern profession was sort of thought up and pioneered by the same group of people at Harvard. George Stout and their professor had been Edward Forbes.
Soon, Buffalo State will name its paintings conservation studio after Keck and his wife. The school's art conservation program accepts just 10 students a year. But through the years, professors have trained many students that moved on to work at nationally known museums and cultural institutions. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.